go out there and play.
Now it's going to be a neutral site. I just don't know. I mean, Utah's been playing Pac-12. You know, the Pac-12 is trash this year. I don't know. I kind of like Indiana State.
Yeah, Pac-12's not represented. Neither is the Big 12, your number one conference in the whole wide world.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
The Big 12's not being represented in the Final Four.
Huh.
But that's also because Jamal Shedd hurt his damn ankle.
That's right.
That made me so upset. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so I felt so bad for him.
So ACC, top four conference in basketball this year. How about that?
Because of the women?
No, NC State's in the Final Four.
One? I mean, NC State got there because Houston got hurt.
Well, but think about it. I mean, John, you're talking about an NC State team that was, you know, way down at the bottom, and they've beaten all these teams. That just shows how strong the conference is, making this run in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, it's true. Also, though, I still like NC State just because they beat Duke and made my Easter Sunday wonderful.
Mm.
Utah State, Indiana, Georgia, Seton Hall. We'll give you some little bet action a little bit later. But, you know, Zach Boyd's in the house. He's going to talk a little NBA action. I'm kind of curious, though. Welcome to the show, Zach. And did you watch the Grizzlies or did you watch the women's Elite Eight?
The women's Elite Eight.
What a game.
Like, all right, got a question for you. Is this going to be a thing where people now start paying more attention to women's sports, or is this a phenomenon with Caitlin Clark?
I think you just had a lot of stars in the Elite Eight.
I mean, Juju.
You had Juju Watkins. Paige Beckers.
Paige Beckers, USC. I mean, UConn. UConn took care of business again.
You could legit make a case that those Elite Eight games were it's probably going to be better than the championship game, maybe. You know, if South Carolina doesn't get tumbled, get knocked out by NC State, you can make a case that particular round of the Elite Eight was like the best of the best.
Well, I mean, Iowa and LSU have the national championship replayed, and remember Angel Reese doing the ring finger with the no face, Caitlin Clark doing the face thing. Like, they went back and forth at each other last year. So to see that again, that made it also a lot of fun. And then Haley Von Lith made it a lot of fun for me because I loved her reaction. Did you see where she looked over at
It was like, there's just nothing.
Like, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? This girl is killing me. Like, somebody, like, maybe throw a double team, Kim. Like, I can't contain this woman. What it looked like.
She did a good job in the first half, at least, the first quarter.
Man.
But, I mean, like, at some point, because I think she ended up having, like, 19 of, like, Iowa's, like, 30-something points. I'm like, yeah, this keeps going. She gonna hurt a lot of feelings, and... Sure enough. By the way, I'm against saying, you know, pointing my finger at LSU, talking about, see, this is what you get for talking trash. All year. I'm against that.
What are you talking about? I never said. Nobody said that.
Well, it was like a big thing on social media last night.
Oh, it was? What are you talking about? Nobody talks more trash.
They ran their mouth so much. This is what they deserve.
Yeah. Hold on. Time out. Nobody runs their mouth more than Caitlin Clark. I like her. I like Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark because they're fiery women who go out there and they actually compete. Like Chas even said, because she ain't sitting around watching women's basketball, but she was like, she literally said, "Are you sure those dudes?" I was like, "No, baby, those are women."
Yeah.
She's like, "Man, I didn't know women could ball like that." I mean, Chas has got her little nail. She won't even touch a basketball.
And she paid a lot of money for him.
Damn,
that's why.
Damn right.
She paid a lot. Like, I wouldn't imagine if Chaz would pick up a basketball anytime soon.
I didn't know that was one of the storylines coming in. But I will say one thing. I mean, like, Kim Mulkey is fiery as hell. Like, the team's going to take over her personality. And that's one of the reasons that I kind of also like Kim. I'm not sitting there saying – like, I mean, She's won national championships as a player. She's won at two different schools national championships. She's obviously a damn good basketball coach. She's wild as all get out. I love her outfits because they're crazy. She's flamboyant. I mean, it's at least something to talk about, and she's interesting. But, like, yeah, her clubs are going to take on her personality. And, look, all of her, you know, her players got a little swag to them. They might talk a little bit of ish. But, again, that's sports.
Yeah, Tell that to every casual, maybe sports person that's out there.
I feel like this has a lot to do with somebody, like people probably my age. Like when women's fighting started, I couldn't handle I didn't want.
Oh, UFC?
Oh, I still can't really watch it because I still don't like watching women beat the tar out of each other. I just, for some reason, it's something in me. I don't like it. It makes me sick. But I can at least
accept,
like, because at first I'd be like, look, what did I used to say? Don't fight, kiss. You know, like, remember those two girls that were making out in the ring that one time?
Yeah.
That was awesome. Yeah. No, I watched that fight. But
I bet you did.
It was the replay.
It was.
But, like,
how many times you watched the replay, John?
I know.
A few times. But the, like seeing the girls, like, last night and watching, because I got it, after watching the first one, I got stuck in the UConn, the ball game, and watching just basically how, like, UConn just executes better than anybody else. Like, that's
they're a machine.
They are a machine. And USC is a damn good team. Yeah. Like, they are a damn good team. Yo, UConn handled them that whole second half.
Hey, Juju hit that one girl with that step back, and I was like, that is an NBA level type of move, and she did it very clean, and it was like, okay, like, all right, like, if we get a bunch of hoopers like Juju coming through college basketball, I think women's basketball might be in a better spot than a lot of people thought it would be.
I'm ready to play a game, y'all. I just thought of something that's great.
Oh no.
Hit me up at the 60s, the Log Cabin listener line, 901-360-8255. This year's state championship boys against this year's Final Four girls.
Terrible idea. That's what are we
who wins? I just want to know your opinion. No, they don't even come close. Are you joking?
Yes, they do.
Are you serious? You think they could actually score on the – I bet you the boys would route them. The high school boys championship team would beat the college girl champion by 40 points.
Like a state championship team?
Like just any high school state champion. Like the Tennessee, the team that won the state championship in high school this year, would run them by 40 points. Don't start smoking crack and getting weird.
Oh, I'm getting weird.
Dude, you know how, like, are you serious? The reason I brought this up, because I also was saying that the only reason I brought that up was because Caitlin Clark got the $5 million offer for the Big Three.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And one idiot came out and was saying, I don't know why she's going to the WNBA. She can play in the NBA. And I lost my mind.
No, she can't.
Getting buckets for the Cavs.
But I'm just telling you right now, and again, just for fun, because I actually had this conversation this weekend with a few people, and I was looking at a couple people who were like, they were crazy, and I'm like, yeah, y'all never played sports. You don't know Jack. And everybody else who actually knew anything were like, nah, they'd get beat by 40, 50.
Now I will say, they did an experiment on this.
The best women's national team, the best women's team ever assembled, the World Cup.
You know, the soccer team?
The soccer team. They got beat by the 14 and under boys 7-1.
Yeah.
7-1. Not high school.
Different soccer.
Not high school. Oh, the best. Buddy. Women's team in the world. Oh, you say there's difference in basketball?
It was
how many girls are out there going to be slamming in on their face and alley-ooping that junk?
That was Team USA, the women versus the retired, I think, team like overseas or something like.
No, it was against the California boys 14 and under.
I just think that women's college basketball runs good stuff, and high school basketball players don't run jack.
It doesn't matter. I'm talking about the athletic ability. Basketball. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they don't. Anyway,
no,
point
I think
is,
no.
You think high school? You think high school basketball players know what they're doing out there? They don't know how to play basketball at all. I don't know.
You're
nothing
throwing
about
a complete
basketball.
Cast on everything. A state championship team is going
to. I'm throwing a cast, and you're comparing women's college basketball to high school basketball.
I'm just telling you,
we're all throwing casts out here.
No, just show me where. Never mind. I'm not even have to get. Oh, we'll get off this one because again, y'all, if y'all really think that the South Carolina, the Iowa team, the NC State, whatever, do I think they run a lot of good stuff? Yes. But if you think they could beat a high school state championship boys team, you have literally fallen into some delusional world that is not reality.
So like South Carolina versus IMG Academy.
Well, yeah, that's a different conversation.
Who's this year's state championship team here in Tennessee?
I don't know.
That I don't know.
They would absolutely murder South Carolina.
That's fair.
Murder. You wouldn't even want to watch it. By the way, all the high school kids out there, give me a little what's up, man. Tell me the truth. By the way, hit me up at the Sissy's Log Cabin text and listener line. Life is too short for ordinary jewelry. 901-360-8255. While you're figuring that out, I'm also going to give this to the people. And you don't have to be a man to win. I'm here equal opportunity people all the time. And by the way, you know I like women better than I like men. Men are ugly, stupid, immature, and annoying. I'd never date a man. Now,
yeah, for your sake at least.
What does she look or what does he look like?
Yeah, never.
So, okay. So Douglas was good this year.
All right, Douglas.
Who's Douglas?
Douglas High School here in Memphis.
The Red
Devils had a good season. They lost in their championship game, but they had a good season. With a good that Douglas team, men's team.
I don't want to disrespect any Memphis, you know, local high school team.
No, I'm just saying, but in order to like. Play devil's advocate in this situation. That Douglas team versus Iowa versus South Carolina.
Who's Douglas? Is this like a D?
No, this is the
class 1A?
Class 2.
2A. Class 2. So what are we doing? Private schools now? We're little.
John
rich kids
only
are playing?
Wants like 6A.
No, I'm talking about athletes. I'm just talking about athletes. Like the best high school state team. I'm not talking about a bunch of kids who are 5 foot six and nerds and their parents are rich and they get to play basketball in their little private ass little school.
So basically, you're trying to accumulate all the talent from the state of Tennessee.
No, I said the best state, the best team from the state. The best boys team from the state.
Right.
Against the national championship women's, it won't even be close. I mean, you don't think that there's going to be a bunch of those kids that are going to go to college?
I think so, but I think
I just think y'all are nuts.
In my mind, I personally feel
you've
like
you've been smoking Caitlin Clark. You've been smoking way too much Caitlin Clark.
No.
So, Zach, did Joel Embiid come back tonight?
She's 6 feet, 150 pounds.
In my mind, I feel smoking like the boys would win. But it's going to be a much closer than what it is because at least the college
100 to 60.
At least
40 points. They'll keep it
from
40.
From a collegiate standpoint. They're a little bit more organized than it is in high school.
Oh, I'm hearing you.
They're a little bit more organized, so they can run sets. They can do like different exotic stuff that high school kids won't even pick up very easily. So I would say it will be close. But the athleticism.
I just want to know how they're going to get a shot off.
The athleticism and the physicality that's the only question that I have.
They're going to get packed and packed and packed, and they ain't going to be like sitting there being able to jack up threes. Going to D them up 90 feet. Caitlin Clark going to be going to pull up. She's going to get swatted.
Unless she a hooper.
And how are they going to get a rebound?
I mean, there's some chicks that can rebound, man.
Yeah.
Like, shit, they can rebound. They can box out.
All
right. I'm not saying that it's just going to be an overwhelming, like they're going to defeat them. But it's going to be, in my mind, I feel like it's going to be much closer. Now, if you're talking about like accumulating like the best of the best, like an IMG, a Oak Hill, or a Mount Verde, and you tell them boys to play against a collegiate team, it's going to be a murder's row because all of them are pros and they just there strictly for basketball.
Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about like Ionesca and the damn WNBA either.
I'm sorry, fellas. I have breaking news, not to get us off of this super serious argument we're having. Carl Sharenfant entered the transfer portal.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Whippity doo.
Okay.
Whippity doo. Like, are you kidding me? That's breaking news. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Don't get me off of something I'm interested in.
Certainly more important than what we were talking about.
Yeah, I know, because he was such a big contributor last year, and, like, he's going to contribute on nobody.
Well.
Now, that portion of the show was brought to you by 901 Aesthetics, where beauty meets wellness. Now, that segment probably came from somebody that might have menopause. Do you have menopause? Well, you need hormone replacement. Elevate your performance with hormone replacement therapy. They have pellets. They're individually tailored for each client at 901 Aesthetics. Tackle fatigue, improve focus, and boost endurance with their special hormone therapy. Trust their experts and professionals. They will deliver convenient and effective treatment. And let me tell you something, fellas. If your wives are experiencing fatigue, mood swings, irritability because of your low performance, well, you know what to do. Send her also a little assistance. Go, hey, babe, you want to go check out 901 Aesthetics? You can go and book an appointment today. It's very simple. Book your appointment at 901aesthetics.com or call 901-221-1256. That's right, 901-221-1256. Book your appointment. Again, 901 Aesthetics, where beauty meets wellness. So not only can your girl get a facial and some Botox, some laser to get rid of this and that, you can go in there and take care of your business and get treated and pampered and also get your hormones right so you can perform in the bedroom and also not be such a male chauvinist pig like I was in that last segment. 901 Aesthetics.
This segment.
Well, you know, the one that I just finished.
Right.
Because now I'm moving on to the NBA. So, Grizzlies, what's up with that, dude? Why are they going out there and beating Detroit, bro?
I mean, Detroit is bad.
Like, yeah, they are like, terrible.
They're bad.
Cade Cunningham was having good enough game that Tripp didn't have to go off for 40, did he?
I don't know.
Doesn't he want somebody to help him next year?
Well, yeah, but the thing is that, you know, the thing about the Grizz is that
I'm telling you, the Pistons were trying to lose that game in the fourth quarter.
It was questionable.
They were trying. They were literally their coach was like, he just made a shot. Pull his ass out.
I think my favorite thing from that game last night is like the Pistons had like three guys that had been on 10-day contracts with the Grizzlies at some point. Iwama or whatever his name is. There was another guy that I saw out there. Maybe it was just two. But there were at least two guys on the Pistons.
Not Diggy Jarrell, is he?
I'll look it up. But there was another guy that I was like, oh, that guy's been with the Grizzlies this year. And it was so funny because, I mean, both these teams are just like kind of in the same spot right now.
And like the thing that like kind of agitated me because I didn't really watch the game, kind of looked at it out of my corner of my eye everywhere, saw it halftime. And when I saw the halftime score, I was like, bro, they're going to get killed. What was it, 44 to 57?
Mm-hmm.
They were, I mean, I was
Yeah,
like,
they were down like double digits at halftime.
Yeah, I was like, damn, good. You know, I was kind of a little bit worried, man. Chris isn't like playing Detroit. I want him to get, man, I just want that pick, man.
I understand, but the thing is, like, if they're going to win, if the young guys want to win, like, let them win. Like, I'm not gonna be upset about it.
I said, what was Tripp doing? Tripp knows he needs help next year. He's the one who went the complete, the freak off.
Well, his help is injured. Like, his point guard, his other defender, like, his starting shooting guard, they all hurt.
Brandon Clark looked really good.
Yeah, like, I
saw some highlights.
I am so happy that the front office allowed him to play the rest of this season, at least the last few games.
Give him a little bit of confidence going into next year, man.
Yeah, it kind of worked through the kinks of Achilles soreness throughout the offseason. Now, not to say that, you know, it's going to get ruptured again. We're knocking on wood. We're praying and everything. We're doing everything to make sure that doesn't happen again. But it's just the fact that he's now able to do basketball activity on the NBA floor, get some competition in, get the blood pumping a little bit. And then next year, it's off and running because he got the games in. He got to test out the ankle. He got to do all the cuts and the normal movement that he's used to doing. And all the explosion plays that he's used to doing. So I'm happy that he's out on the floor. I mean, he's still BC, so he's still out there producing, doing all the dirty things, which has been the biggest thing that's been missing. Has been missing this year with the Grizzlies is finding having a center that does a lot of the dirty things and had the athleticism as well. So yeah, so you add him to the list, you figure out what you're going to do at center, whether you're going to draft one or you're going to trade for one, like, and then you just roll the ball back out there, do some more roster gymnastics, and like you'll be straight.
Why did Durant only play 5 minutes? Did he get hurt or something?
He got injured, yeah.
What happened?
There was some sort of collision. I was listening to the game. I wasn't home yet, but there was some sort of collision, and he went back to the back, and I don't think – didn't return after that.
Well, time to shut him down.
I feel bad
Metu
for whoever
the
hell
guy
he
that
ran
was
into.
Grizzlies for like 2 minutes. He got traded to the Grizzlies from the Suns, was a Grizzly for like 2 minutes, and then they waived him. So that was
who was this?
Chimizzy Metu.
Oh, Metu. Mm-hmm. Metu.
Yeah, he was like a Grizzly for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, no. Who's the other 10-day guy? Do you remember?
Iwama. That was who I was thinking.
But okay, then, so they didn't have another 10 guy?
It was just two guys that had been Grizzlies this year.
Yeah.
And one never suited up for them.
By the way, Zach, I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
I've heard.
So you
he's filling in for you. Well, for,
right, cool.
Yeah,
for,
I've heard.
We're filling in for you. We're
yeah, thank y'all very much for that. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. So y'all have the horns.
The Pistons also just signed Jalen Noel.
Oh, great! So Bruce, we're just the Grizzlies. They're the Grizzlies of the North.
So on Friday when we see the Pistons, right, there'll be another Grizzlies.
So you're gonna have Ivan Wamba and Jalen Noel,
and Metu, who was Grizzlies for 2 minutes,
back in the forum again.
How about that?
That's. Are we going to get a tribute video for Jalen Noel?
I think so. Why not?
I mean, he was hooping for us.
He was. Though. He had a couple good games. Only 9 games overall, though.
All right. One other thing before I go. There's an eclipse happening next Monday.
Yeah.
Are we going to be able to see it?
Maybe.
We'll be able to see some of it, right?
No, I think we're going to be able to see a good amount of it as long as it's not cloudy.
That's a good point.
I know in like, what's that city kind of... west or east of us, some city.
Dave's going
us.
To see it. He won't be here next week for it.
Oh, just giving out all his business.
I know, right?
But
man, what? He's not going to be here.
there's some city not far from us that it's going to be like 99% eclipse.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I can't think of this name.
Dyersburg,
and a bunch of people are like,
yeah. That's only like an hour away from us, or 45 minutes away from us. Dyersburg? How far is Dyersburg?
I don't know.
It's like an hour.
It's
away.
Not. It's not far.
Don't lie. My name ain't Google GPS.
Well, the way
bruh.
You said what is like you were like you don't know where Dyersburg is.
No.
But it's like supposed to be 99%. So I'm guessing we're going to get a pretty good view of it.
Well, tomorrow I'll be gone. They're going to be filling in. We're going to take a quick time out. We got Hardenwood on the other side. Thanks, Zach, and appreciate you filling in for me.
Oh, no problem, man.
Bag and Touche. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Join the voice of the Tigers, Dave Woloshin, for Wolo and Friends. Weekday mornings from 10 to 11, here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
All the wisdom of the universe is in these bones.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Man, we had some women's basketball last night. It was pretty good, man. Caitlin Clark tore it up.
Sure was.
Tonight we have NIT action. That's right, NIT. You have Utah and Indiana State, 6 o'clock. I'm leaning Indiana State, man. Like they're trying to prove, man, you left us out.
You're right about that.
You left us out. And I'm actually shocked Georgia's here. Are you shocked?
Kind of. I can't remember.
I mean, they're
who
playing Seton Hall, but damn, man.
But yeah, no, I mean, I like this Georgia team this year. I've thought, you know, they've shown some gusto throughout the season, but, you know, beat Xavier, beat Wake Forest. That was a huge win for them, beat Wake Forest 72-66. Wake Forest was one of the teams that just missed out on the NCAA tournament. And then beat Ohio State. So, yeah, they've been playing really well lately.
Well, we're about to get to a little bit of Hardenwood where it feels so good. We're going to give you our bets on the other side. But I got to tell you about the Iron Claw. I'm going to watch that bad boy. So I'm going to know a whole lot about it when I get back. But, man, Dacus, you've, like, talked about the Iron Claw. Mm-hmm. Some friends, as you said grown men were crying.
Yeah, I've had friends that have watched it and said it's one of the best movies they've seen. I've seen online that, like, grown men were sitting in there watching it when it was in theaters and crying watching it. So I've heard nothing but praise for this movie.
Man, and by the way, this is from the studio that brought you Uncut Gems. And now they are bringing you the Iron Claw. It's the unbelievable true story, the Von Erich brothers who built a wrestling dynasty. And it's starring Eye Candy, Zac Efron, and Jeremy Allen White, who's won an Emmy. Now, you can get the bad boy from Blu-ray. You can get a Blu-ray or a DVD very simply. You can do it right this second. All you have to do is go to A24 in Lionsgate. You get a Blu-ray, DVD, bing, bang, boom, you got it for life. Or you can text me right now at 901-360-8255. That's 901-360-8255. Send me your e-jet. Say, I want the Iron Claw. First texter that says, I want the Iron Claw and puts their email address in there. I'm going to email you the instructions. You go online. It's really simple. You put in this code, bing, bang, boom, and now you're going to have the Iron Claw and be able to watch that bad boy. It's going to be awesome. Again, this movie is on point. Check it out. And, man, like, I mean, if it's making grown men cry, it's like, and it's a true story. I love movies that are based on true stories. Yeah. So I'll be checking this bad boy out tonight. I'll let you know what I think. Again, don't forget. Hopefully that text has already come in, 901-360-8255, 901-360. We've got a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Congratulations. Tyler, you're a champ. Now, Mr. Dacus, let's go to Hardenwood. Woo, I caught you all.
Hardenwood.
Man, did you see the Florida Gators football parking lot today?
Oh, man, I did. I sure did.
Man, NIL's being really good to these athletes, isn't it?
It really is. Lucky guys.
Bro. Like, that is some ridiculousness. Like, damn, bro. That looks like you just, like, pulled up. Like, you're down in Miami, you know, on South Beach. You're walking out of the Fountain Blue, man, after getting a little massage, you know. Maybe you were up in the club, and you see all these crazy cars when you're down in Miami. You know what I'm saying? Crazy cars. Nope, this is the Florida Gators training facility. This is Hebner Football Training Facility, and there are nothing but vehicles that are bad to the bone. I mean, you got a bunch of the Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Rams, the Chargers. Man, you got some nice rides. I will say, NIL's doing pretty good. Shador Sanders, by the way, I don't know if you know this. Did you see what they said?
No, what'd they say?
Shador Sanders has four cars. His cheapest car is a $100,000 actual souped-up Charger. He's got four cars. These boys are driving in style, man. Mm-hmm. Damn. Like, are you worried that football, they're going to get a little soft? Or they got to know, they got to go out there and compete if they want to keep this cash flowing in.
Hopefully they see it that way of, man, look at what my hard work has gotten me. I now have this great car and all this money and yada, yada, yada. And so maybe it'll, you know, make them push harder. Certainly nice for, like, high schoolers that are coming out of high school and seeing the Florida parking lot. I mean, I'd that is
working
a great.
I would be, like, you're in high school, I'm going to be working my tail off trying
to. It's great
get
for
that.
Them, but it's also great PR for Florida. I mean, you talk about teams trying to put out their
PR.
NIL packages. People see that parking lot at Florida. If they're thinking about what school to go to and they know, hey, I can go get a Charger, I can go get a Hellcat, I can go get a Scat Pack, one of these, you know, souped up cars that I saw in that parking lot for Florida. Yeah, I want to go be a Gator.
Man, I feel you there. Do you know who Steve-O is?
I do.
So, he was on the show Jackass.
He was.
And you know, like, he used to be really messed up. Like, they had, all of them had a little bit of a drug problem, especially the Bam Margera guy. Poor guy's still working through it. Steve-O has now been, did you know he's been sober for 16 years?
Good for him.
Congratulations. That is awesome. I did find it weird, though. Like, Steve-O was going to do an episode with Bill Maher.
What's
his podcast called? The Wild Ride or something?
No, I forget what it's called.
Jackass? No, that's the... No. I'm just kidding. I can't remember.
Real Time, right?
No, that's the TV
show.
I'm talking about... So he has a podcast where he smokes pot during
Club
the whole time.
Club Random,
something like that.
No,
he smokes weed the whole time.
Not something like that. That's the name of the podcast.
Oh, that's it? Okay, yeah. You found it. Good job. Club Random is his podcast, and he smokes pot the whole time. Because Bill Maher is a huge pothead. Steve-O said that he would do it as long as Bill Maher didn't smoke pot around him. Bill Maher came back and said, look, I'm glad you're clean and sober. 16 years, that's awesome. He says, but I'm not asking you to smoke with me. I'm not offering you a drink. He's like, it's a joint. I really can't smoke a joint around you. And Steve-O's like, no, I can't handle it. I just can't handle like pot being smoking around. I don't want to be around it. And so Bill Maher said, well, if you can't be around pot, you can't be on my podcast. Like, I almost feel like Steve-O, I don't know, which side of this are you on?
I was just about to ask what side you're on, because I'm kind of in the middle on this. Like,
I'm kind of in the middle, too. Like, number one, I have such respect for him for being sober
absolutely.
For 16 years. That
absolutely.
Is amazing. There are so, I mean, there's like, we don't even talk about, we talk about the opioid crisis and fentanyl, but I mean, alcohol, like alcohol kills 180,000 people, I think, a year to alcohol related deaths. We don't really talk about alcohol and how, you know, it can have, there's some serious consequences with those who become addicted to alcohol. Same as opioids or same with meth, crack, whatever. So it's not good. But like smoking pot, I just never think of, and maybe that's because I smoke pot. Like,
yeah,
it's not like, I feel like if you're smoking pot, you're sober. Is that correct? Is that weird?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I don't know. Like, I've never had to go through an addiction where I have to, you know, be sober and go through that. So I don't know how that is. But I do think
I know part that of, they have to struggle every day. Sure. They, like, go to classes, and they're all, once you're, you know, an addict, you're always an addict, and you're continuing.
Sure.
But what I mean is like, but I just never thought of marijuana as being like a trigger that all of a sudden, you know, because I smoked this joint, I'm going to go out there and.
Gateway drug, John.
You know, do something and start. No, never mind.
But I do. I do think that part of sobriety is, I mean, especially if you're that type of person that has been around, that you're probably going to have friends and other people.
Does
like
that mean Steve-O now can't go into a restaurant that serves alcohol?
That's a good point, because I don't know. That seems like, to be something like, you need to work through. I mean, sobriety.
I feel like you still have to be in social,
right? Exactly
settings. Mm-hmm. And yes, maybe sitting on a podcast and a dude smoking a joint while he's talking to you is not necessarily a social setting, but right. It is Bill Maher's place, and sure. It is his podcast, and it's done at his crib.
Sure. I'm kind of in the middle. I see both sides. I also can see the bad in both sides, you know?
I feel like they're kind of making Bill Maher out to look like an ass. Because, well, I mean, Bill Maher might be an ass, but I mean, I don't know much about
him. I don't either, but things I have heard, I've heard he's...
I watched his show like when I was like 20 years old. He's been on forever.
Yes.
Like, you know, when you're in college and you're doing all your crazy weirdo things thinking you know something. Boy, those college kids are going to have a rude awakening when they're about 35 years old. Now, did you hear about P. Diddy?
What about him?
Well, he's bringing everybody down, and now he's gotten Ashton Kutcher.
You're kidding.
Looks like Ashton Kutcher is in a little bit of trouble, you know what I'm saying? So did you know that they've been boys for a long, long time, since the early 2000s, like 2003, they were introduced because, remember Ashton Kutcher, who made fame on that sitcom, that 70s show? He started that show Punk'd on MTV.
Yeah.
P. Diddy also had a show on MTV. And damn it, I can't remember the name of the show off the hand. I'll read it this morning. But he did a show, and then they became like real good friends. And then started working on things together. And then
making
the band. That's right. So that was his show. They became good friends. They hang out all the time. And then there's all these videos of Ashton Kutcher talking about the freak out parties at P. Diddy's house. And then there's a bunch of interviews where people ask him about, like, oh, man. And he's talking about how P. Diddy's the greatest thing in the world. He's my best friend. He even in one article, sat up there with P. Diddy and did the most BS Hollywood thing. Like, you know, the one thing, you know, people were like, why is this farm kid friends with this New York hip-hop mogul? And they only asked that because he's black and I'm white.
Oh,
I don't know why they have to see that. Oh, shut up, Ashton. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But no, now, like, there are tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of communication with Ashton Kutcher. And now Cuba Gooding Jr. has also been listed in a lawsuit because he was groping and fondling P. Diddy's producer.
Wow.
And P. Diddy producer accuses basically P. Diddy of bringing Cuba Gooding Jr. down to basically try to, you know, anyway, point is, this whole P. Diddy thing is going to get buck wild, I think. And I'm just kind of curious. Do you think Ashton now regrets leaving Demi Moore?
Maybe.
She might have been older. Right now, you might be free, because I think you might be in a little bit of trouble. Remember that 170s show kid's already in jail for 30 years, Danny Masterson.
That's right.
Damn it. You know what? That 70s show, they all smoked pot.
They did.
Maybe it's the pot.
Maybe.
Oh, my goodness. I got to stop smoking that stuff. That stuff is crazy. Do me a favor. Don't you dare touch the dial. We're back in two shakes. We got our bets on the other side. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
The only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. Man, it's Tuesday. It's a little wet outside, but man, don't freak out. Don't fret. Man, you're thinking to yourself, I'm a little bit hungry. What am I going to do for some food? Man, I got you covered. Any chance you're out in the Carville area? That's right. You can head over to Dyer's Cafe over in historic Town Square, 101 North Center Street. You can get one of their famous burgers, their split dog, their chili cheese dog. They got unbelievable onion rings, fries, club sandwiches, catfish, Pasquale's, tamales. They're so amazing. Those tamales are off the chain. Oh, my God, they're off the chain. They also, man, it's kind of warming up, man. You got a hot day. You want a nice good old milkshake. They do the old school, man, where you got the shaker tin and then you got the pretty glass and you pour it in the leftover. Oh, Dyer's Cafe, 101 North Center Street. You can also have them cater an event or cater for your crib. You go to dyerscafe.com. You can check out all the good things they got going on over there, and you can place an order by calling 901-850-7750, 901-850-7750. Check out Dyer's, man. It ain't just in downtown no more. Now, we got a couple bets tonight. We got some basketball. We got some baseball. We got a few games out there, but before I get to our bets, did you see that Knox, if you don't know who Knox is, Lane Kiffin's son, Knox Kiffin, the reason he's named Knox, by the way, do you know?
Because he had him when he was in Knoxville.
Oh, that's right. If you've forgotten, yes, he was a coach at Tennessee for that year. It was amazing. But Knox is an eighth grader, and you won't believe this. He's already received, he's a quarterback, by the way. He's received his first college scholarship offer already. The class of 2028 received a scholarship opportunity from Mississippi. Not Ole Miss, where his dad coaches, but Mississippi College, the Division II Choctaws. They went out there and threw out their first offer to the signal caller. They got the ball rolling, I guess, to see how the interest is. And I will say one thing. This has got to be just to get a little publicity, right?
Got to be. I mean, I saw something else, and I wish I could find
it. You know, there's a lot of people out there who have no idea what Mississippi College is. It's a school down outside of Jackson, Mississippi, in a small area called Clinton. It was a former women's college, by the way. Play football, baseball, basketball, all that. I went there for a year. It was a rough year. Tried my hand at this thing called college football. Definitely wasn't made for that. And then came back to Memphis. But I did. That's where I met Carrie, my first wife. My only. I've only had one so far.
So far.
And that's Rio's baby mama. So I guess it was a good year. You know, I'm quick, man. You send me to a place one year, I come back with a kid and a damn wife, man. But yeah, that I thought that was pretty wild. When I saw it, at first I thought, damn, man. Like, Lane's offered his kid a scholarship in the eighth grade. I was like, that's crazy. And then I saw his Mississippi College, and I was like, oh, damn, a little nostalgia. Now, we do have some NBA basketball. Like, are you betting on any NBA action at all? Like, the end of the season, it's kind of tough.
Yeah, I probably won't bet on any NBA tonight.
But you are all up in that NIT action, aren't you?
I would like to.
Well, we have to take Indiana State.
I think so. 3.5. I like Indiana State here. Why not?
Man, Indiana State has been rolling. This is the one team that, like, I don't think with 68 teams you actually get anybody who's technically left out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it's kind of splitting hairs. There were a couple teams that I kind of, like, looked at myself and said, I can't believe they're in. But Indiana State dropped SMU like a bad habit. They scored 101 points on SMU.
Mm-hmm.
They beat up on Cincinnati, who I've watched Cincinnati play a bunch because I was all up in the Big 12. They play mean physical defense, but still was able to score 85 points on Cincinnati, who's extremely physical. And I don't think I've watched Minnesota play basketball all year. They beat them handily by 12 points. So I have no idea what to even, like, think. But, dude, this Utah State team, I'm not a truster in the Pac-12. And you know Indiana State. You know who's their famous alum, don't you?
Larry Bird. LB.
That's right. You know who played in the Final Four? Was it 78?
Larry Bird. LB.
Was that the Michigan State, Indiana State game with Bird and Magic?
Maybe.
But anyway, they beat VCU, Iowa. Those aren't. I don't know. It just doesn't feel like they've gone through the gauntlet necessarily like I feel like Indiana State is. I think this is an easy bet.
But I do want to caution people, if they're trailing early, do not fear, do not fret. They were down by 4 against Cincinnati at halftime. They were down by 9 at half against SMU.
And they won by?
Beat SMU by 9.
Yeah.
Ended up beating Cincinnati by 4. Both would cover the spread. They beat Minnesota by 12. So they did lead Minnesota by 10 at half. But I'm just saying, this team has way better second halves than they do first halves.
I'll tell you one thing. This is always good. And that's Tito's Handmade Vodka. It's good in the first half. It's good at halftime. It's good in the second half. And it's good every afternoon. You go home from a long day's work. Just get the best spirit around. Get you just a little taste of some Tito's. When life hands you lemons, you don't freak out. You don't fret. You don't stress. You just make a lemon drop. Make sure it's with the best. That's Tito's Handmade Vodka. 100% gluten-free. Crafted and distilled in the United States down in Austin, Texas. 6 times distilled and stilled in classic copper pots. That's why it's got a unique flavor, slightly sweet with that black pepper note. Get your Tito's on today. For Brian Dagus, I'm John Harden. Hope y'all get out there and make the world a better place. We're going to see you on the flip side. Peace!